Oh, was it muted? My bad. Nobody can hear anything. Way to go, you guys. Let's just get into the show. We got a lot of topics. I heard some sad news before the show started that I have to share with y'all, and I'm not happy about it. Sometimes you start the show and you don't push record. Sometimes you start the show and you don't turn the mixer up.
Unstoppable.
Yeah. That's me. I'm the one that goes, yeah. Some little douchebag on YouTube tried to copyright me on my own song. Song's older than you, Duke. It's not happening. I don't know. You guys like my flowers?
I'm asking, who the fuck is this? It's Kasabian. I'm back in this bitch. I took the year off and still on the same shit. Speed past the strip.
No.
Hit the east with a bad bitch.
Oh, stop texting me, kid.
On my last
are you watching?
Tracks, I broke it down and I ripped it. I'm still on the east side, nigga. Come kick it. Oh, you ain't know. I still kill shit. It's empire to the death of me. So, motherfucker, right now,
don't go testing me. Beast mode. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? He just keeps on texting me. He just doesn't understand. Stop texting me. My son is something else. Welcome back. This is the Kasabian Live-O show. We are live. This is episode 443, and we're live from Las Vegas, the home of the new Las Vegas A's.
Maybe.
All right. Anyway, let's get into today's show. Let's get into these topics, and let's get into what ChatGPT wrote us to come into. I apologize for the tardiness, but after learning the news about Jamie Foxx, I kind of crumbled a little bit. Let's see what ChatGPT wrote for us today. Damn, bro. Can you stop playing with me? Dog, if you're watching, I'm going to sock you. I don't know. I can't see the other screen. My eyes hurt. Nah. All right. ChatGPT writes the intro to the show. If you didn't know, this show is ran by me, a couple of people, and a bunch of computers. A lot of AI. We really got AI in here pumping shit out. I had sad news. And before we get to today's show, I definitely want to say, I hope Jamie Foxx comes home. It scares me that we haven't seen him. And, rumors are now swirling about that his family's preparing for the worst. That's tough. I'm not ready for that one yet. But, Jamie, stay strong. I saw my grandfather have two strokes in front of me, changed him forever. He was never the same person. Even when we thought he was, he wasn't. It was a very difficult period in my life to lose the person that was my superhero. It was a shell of himself for many, many years. And I understand what, you know, Jamie's family's going through because, I was there for it. I know it's tough. It sucks. And a stroke is not easy to come back from. So let's send our thoughts and prayers, condolences over to Jamie. You know, sometimes all the money in the world don't help. I know a lot of people always think that just because you're an entertainer and you have money that, well, the money will be able to get you, you know, the care or the help that you need. And sometimes that's just not even the case. Let's just hope we don't have to come in here with a rest in peace. I'm not ready for that. I can't. Me and Jamie share a birthday. Like, that man means a lot to me. Okay? Like, you develop these friendships and relationships throughout the years with people. You cross paths with people. Like, bro, he always remembers you. And he's always got a story. Like, his shit was just, it's different when, I don't know, man. I don't know. I hope Jamie's good. And what the fuck? I'm nothing. I'm just a person that happened to bump into him. And we share a birthday. I'm going to keep on saying that because that's my birthday twin. I'm sorry. Let's see what ChatGPT wrote for today's show. Hey there. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O show. In today's show, we've got a lot of interesting topics to cover. Firstly, we have some news on Hasbulla, who has reportedly been locked up. Secondly, it turns out that Tom Cruise is crushing on none other than Shakira. You know, she does that titty dance. He might not be able to. It's not even a thing. Ah, shit. And in case you don't know, Tucker and Elon. Oh, yeah. They're bringing back the news. Next up, the legendary Robert De Niro had a baby. And guess what? Snoop has something to say about streaming this weekend and about how it pays. We also have something going on about this, I want to call it white-on-white crime. It's an incident in the white rapper community we need to discuss. It's very important. And this one's concerning none other than MGK and Jack Harlow. In other news, Disney lost 4 million subscribers in the first quarter. And speaking of breaking news, it seems that Tiger Woods used his attorney to break up with his girlfriend. Yeah, that's the oldest trick in the book, to use your attorney to break up with your girlfriend. But that's not all. Did you hear about The Rock? Apparently, there's a kidnapping $3 billion lawsuit going on. Also, the Las Vegas A's have found a spot, and we've got some news about the McPizza coming back. What? Lastly, we need to discuss the border. There's a lot of things that are about to happen at the border, and I'm worried for the border. And here we go again with the border. What are you illing about? Oh, the McPizza? You illed the McPizza? I cannot believe the McPizza's back. I didn't even know that was a McPizza. It's been a sensitive topic for quite some time, and best believe we are going to be responsible journalists here. I'm not a journalist. I'm a podcaster. And bring this to light. And that's a... Oh, wow. I didn't know that... ChatGPT wrapped it up. That's all for the show. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for... Hold on. That's great. Oh, man. Y'all are killing me. What other news was it that blew my mind? Like, for real, I was upset when I heard the Jamie thing, and I really didn't know how to handle it. And I've been trying to, like, play it cool. Like, yeah, that's wrong, Jamie. But, nah, that's terrifying. It really is. What up, Loner? What's good with you? You good in there? Talk to me for a second while I get this, while I send this to Susan and see if we can take care of this. Hell nah. What's up with you, boy? So, Hasbullah, the UFC, I don't know if he's like a UFC mascot. I'm not really sure exactly what Hasbullah is considered to the UFC, but he's a UFC champ of some sort. He was arrested. I don't know why he was arrested, but he was arrested. And to tell you the truth, I don't believe that they arrested him for anything serious. I don't. In other news, Robert De Niro, the legendary Robert De Niro, had a baby. He's 97 years old. 97. His baby and him wear the same diapers. Ew. That's what's up. That's what's up. Tom Cruise is crushing on Shakira, and I think that's just the most cutest news ever. And believe it or not, that shit's like number two trending in the world. So I was blown away. I just had to say something about Tom Cruise and Shakira. Is it gonna do anything? Fuck them then. Snoop was speaking this weekend on a panel, and when Snoop speaks, we gotta listen. Snoop is definitely a powerhouse in music, and now that he owns Def Row, he's a businessman. Now he gets to run things a bit differently because he comes from a time where deals weren't necessarily the best, but he's definitely fighting for the artists that were on Def Row and are still on Def Row, making sure they get paid properly. One of the issues that musicians are having is collecting money for streams. The way they pay us for streams is outrageous and ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. And Snoop Dogg's point was, how does anyone have, excuse me, a billion streams but not $1 million? Somebody's collecting this money, but why isn't it us? The same reason why the screenwriters and the actors and all these folks are going on strike, because they want more money due to streaming. As artists, we've never been able to come together and do that. This cape thing looks like I have hair. I don't even know if I like that. It's going to be hard. I remember Joe, you always hear Joe say a stoppage in music. When I say Joe, I'm talking about Joe Budden, Podfather. Y'all know who I'm talking about? You ever heard of him? Have you heard of him? Google him. He's the Podfather. What's a stream worth? Joe used to always say that. What's a stream worth? How is my, our podcast equivalent to my 3-minute song? somebody make it make sense. My check should be a lot bigger, right? Things of that nature. What does the stream cost? Nobody knows. How do we determine value? I've told you before, I think in the digital space, music is a terrible medium to sell because they abuse it. They take it from you. You can't make money, bro. You're getting copyright left and right. Everybody's copywriting your shit, trying to take a piece of your pie. I'd rather go back to hand. I'll do hand-to-hand sales. I used to stand on the corner and sell my CDs until my shit started taking off. Hey, it don't take too much money to live well. That's another thing that people seem to forget. Like, you know, if you sell 1,000 albums at $20 a piece, that's a decent little fucking check, right? You understand that type of math, right? Even at the low end, if you sold 10 albums for $5 in a few hours, you made $50 off of your music. That shit was all yours. Now I can get 10,000 streams in half an hour and I don't make shit. 7 cents, 8 cents. It's terrible. Unstoppable gets played once a day, every day, at least one fucking time. And it's made me, you know, tons of fucking money, millions and millions of streams. But it's not, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Unstoppable is a great song. That's all I got to say about that. But the way the streams are paid, yeah, it don't make sense. You can hit millions and millions and millions and millions of streams and not get dick back. It's terrible. Pause. Tucker Carlson wanted to make a big move and a big splash, and it seems like he did. It seems as Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk are going to get together and start some, I don't know if I want to say it's going to be revolutionary news, but they say that it's going to be a free space where you can do the news, and most likely Tucker's meaning that he's going to have some type of show like this where he can give his opinion and not be constricted by the powers that be, by the wider white men. You know what I'm saying? Because Tucker's a white dude. So, like, the whiter white guys are telling him what to do, and he's upset. And he can't go tell the manager in this situation, so he went and found a different manager. This shit is white people being mad at a different level. And speaking of mad white people, MGK, that's right, Machine Gun Kelly, is out here having a tit fit over the young Jack Harlow. Why not come together and you know, become a superpower with your white brethren? You know, y'all could do like a group album. You can get all the white rappers together and not like you, like MGK and Lil Dicky and Jack Harlow. Can you help me with some other rapper names? White rappers? Anybody? Just get them all together. It'll be a super group. MGK can't beat Jack Harlow. He's not as cool as Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow is cool as fuck. His music is dope. You can say he's copying Drake. Oh, fucking well, he is. He does a great job of doing it, and I think it sounds better than MGK shit. MGK can rap really well, but he's not going to win the fucking public opinion at all, unfortunately. Disney Plus has lost over 4 million subscriptions in the first quarter. That's crazy. Those subs are not cheap. 4 million subs. Stream wars will never end. HBO is turning into Max pretty soon, and that's going to be pretty awesome to watch. I hope I don't lose all my shows on Discovery Plus. For some reason, people keep on saying Discovery Plus is a bust. Bullshit. I love watching Discovery Plus. I'm upset it's going over to HBO or to Max. I just hope it's easy to navigate. I feel like too much content in one app doesn't really make sense, and it really doesn't hurt having a few apps. And maybe talk to Apple. Y'all should partner with Apple. And I should stop giving you a bunch of free fucking advice, but do better. God damn it. I can't stand how hard it is to stream. Why was Hasbulla locked up? For what? That's not even a real thing. All right. No, it's not. No, he didn't. And now, the news. All right, y'all. Tiger Woods is like an idol of mine, and not because of golf, but I do love golf. Again, not because of him, though, because I can't play like him for shit. But Tiger does some pimp shit all the time. This story is out of people. Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend Erica has accused the golfer of using his lawyer to break up with her after convincing her to show up at the airport for a trip that would never happen. Oh, I should hit it with this one. That happened. That is amazing. Shout out to Tiger Woods for just sitting there and being able to calmly break up with his girlfriend with his attorney at the Clearport. That's amazing. Shout out to him. All right, chill. I read this story, and I keep seeing these posts. They keep on my elbow. They keep on popping up and disappearing, but I want to make sure that I cover it because I'm a fan of Dwayne. I love Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I like to talk shit about him and hate on him. Fuck you. I do that to people that I love. That's my love language is me talking shit. If I feel comfortable talking shit about, look, my voice is cracking. If I feel comfortable talking shit about you, it's because I love you. And The Rock, I love you. So The Rock got into some trouble here, but it's weird. He's really not in trouble. So the headline is so deceiving. If you happen to see this headline of a $3 billion lawsuit, kidnapping lawsuit with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, yeah, that's going to make you go, what the fuck? So I got some good information here. It's a solid source. It's called We've Got This Covered. Got to be a great source. Stories out of We Got This Covered. Dwayne Johnson's reputation in Hollywood is as squeaky clean as his bald head. Indeed, Johnson's name was slapped with a dirty scandal after court documents obtained by Snopes revealed the actor has been listed as a defendant in a kidnapping lawsuit. It just looks horrid on your jacket. Related to a fellow former pro WWE wrestler. Who is that? Haka Khan? Also known as... No, I'm not giving out people's real names. Last name is Biggers. That's fine. Biggers went by the name of blah, blah, blah when she was... I don't care. Raka Khan? I don't remember who that was. Who was Raka Khan? I'm sorry, y'all. Who was Raka Khan? Was she somebody? I don't remember who that person was. Beg pardon. Raka Khan, when she was employed with WWE, a career that so happened to overlap with Johnson's. And as it turns out, Biggers has a history of domestic violence. In 2009, she accused ex-boyfriend and former pro wrestler Kurt Angle of domestic violence. The charges were eventually dropped during the case's preliminary hearing. Prior to that, Biggs... Wow, it gets better. Biggs accused Angle of violating a protective order, but he was also cleared of those charges. 10 years later, in 2019, Biggers now claims that Angle really aided and abetted the kidnapping allegations that she put forth in her lawsuit with the United States District Court, Southern District of New York. As it turns out, Angle, Kurt Angle, is just one of the hundreds of people and entities named in this lawsuit, as well as Johnson. And that is where I call bullshit. This lady is just doing this for clout. I really hope that nothing happened to her. I just don't think that putting a bunch of people's names out there like this to try to get attention for it is going to do anything to help the case. I just don't see it. The Rock is not being sued for $3 billion. His name is in suit. So The Rock, I guess he is being sued. But, I mean, he's not. And that's what I want to prove here. The Rock did not kidnap nobody. Like, that shit's crazy. Allegedly kidnapped nobody. I don't know if it happened or it didn't happen, but it sounds like there's a bunch of shit going on, and it's bro, you wake up one morning and see a $3 billion lawsuit for kidnapping on your jacket, that shit gonna make you feel some type of way. What are you talking about? That's crazy. That shit is insane. So, you know, today's show was Welcome the Las Vegas A's. They secured a deal. The A's have bought the Tropicana property. Well, they're in the process of it because they're asking for $325 or $340 million from the city or from the state or however the fuck they collect their money from the Clark County people, which is a city. But here's the catch. The stadium for the Raiders, Allegiant Stadium, needed $700 million. We paid for that with resort fees. So it doesn't affect us here as residents. And it's beautiful. Like, I'm glad they did it that way. The baseball stadium is going to need money as well. Roll that shit in there with the other one and call it good. I don't see how we keep on. I don't know. I'll see what Vegas does. But speaking of Vegas, like, this is a whole new Vegas. Like, I don't even know what to say. This town has changed mighty fast. A town that wasn't about sports, a town that, you know, it was just, you know, the glitz and glam, the shows, the everything. We have now become a regular little town. It's odd. I just don't know how to operate in this fast. Like, I'm used to being from a fast, busy city, but because my teenage years were here in Vegas and not in New York, I didn't really I wasn't around the ball players of that fashion. Like, we had college players, not, and you know, NBA football players. I mean, yeah, dudes that popped up, but to say that we have living in, you know, sports stars, and now we have a real culture in the schools to get the kids and, you know, put them out there in these teams and grow our city, that's different, right? Like, Vegas never had a drive to make our kids be better sports players, and there wasn't no future in that here. Like, now we have a future for baseball. Like, you see how many baseball stars we made? Imagine how many we got now. Basketball, I'm sure we got some crazy talent out there. The girls are doing great. The guys will be doing great soon. You'll see more money coming in for that. That's awesome. Education has to catch up. I feel like our city's doing terribly on education. We're so far behind, and there's no excuse for it. Jobs should be paying better for the people that live here. And honestly, who's ran them? The jobs should be paying better just because of the value that the city's pumping out right now. Bro, you know what blew me away? And the only reason I said, I know people say, you don't know business. No, I know business very well. And the reason why I say you can pay better is because, one, things are fucking expensive as shit, but things are moving. And there's so many people in and out of Vegas that sales are up for a lot of people. I don't give a fuck how many people think they're doing bad. There's a lot of people doing really well. I was looking at some shit that said that New York had over 30 million deliveries last month. 30 million, just Manhattan, by the way. 30 million. Yo, $5 a pop, $30 million. That's $150 million, 1 month. There's money being generated that has to equal better living. Do you understand that when you have a product that you're able to put in front of so many people and make make great returns, you should be able to see a life-changing effect where more money begets a better life, an easier life, a soft life, one would say. It doesn't happen. It's like people just come, they suck it all up and dip. There's no fixing it. Either way, let's talk about this sad-ass story from Vegas. It's going to make me get all teary-eyed and shit. But let's talk about the changes that came and changes are coming. This is out of the street. When you have only 4.2 miles of precious land to operate some of the world's most successful businesses, something old often has to be destroyed to make way for something new. The Dunes, the landmark, the Sands, Hacienda, and Aladdin were all brought down in the 90s. Hacienda became the site for the MGM Resorts, Mandalay Bay, and while the Aladdin site now hosts Caesars Entertainment, Planet Hollywood, in 2000s. Oh, shit, yeah, that's right, El Rancho, the Desert Inn, Man, the Castaways is my baby, bro, but the Castaways wasn't on the Strip. The Castaways was on Boulder Highway, Bourbon Street, Boardwalk, Stardust, New Frontier. They all met their demises through implosion. The Castaways is on Boulder Highway. It was Showboat. That was my spot. That shit, I cried for that one. I cried. And watch your fucking mouth, bro. Where you at? You in Secaucus or some shit. Don't talk about Vegas like that. What's wrong with you? Those are the big names on the list, but perhaps none are as big as the Tropicana, the Icon, the beauty of the Strip, the little pink dot. Because it's been around since the 1950s, a surprise deal between Bailey's Corp, which has operated the rights to the 35-acre site. Shit. Man, this is going to be a big deal. And the Oakland Athletics will bring their famed casino to its end. The Las Vegas Athletics, damn it to heck. It'll be demolished to make way for the $1.5 billion, 30,000-seat ballpark. The baseball, man, that is small. That's wild, bro. The 30,000-seat baseball park for the baseball team, and that was reported to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Sure. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't. I like the Tropicana. Yeah, it's a piece of shit, but it's a Tropicana. The A's originally had a deal with Red Rock Resorts for an off-strip stadium at Tropicana Avenue and Dean Martin Drive, which used to house the station's casino, Wild Wild West. That deal depended on the team landing a $500 million fund in public fines. God damn, dude, who the fuck was gonna sign off on that? Like, really think about that. We paid $7 million for Allegiant. Now they wanted $5 million. Okay, that's a shit ton of money. And then Tropicana. Oh man. Either way, look, wherever that stadium's gonna go on Las Vegas Boulevard, the traffic's gonna be a fucking nightmare. The team is now only seeking $395 million in public funds. There it is. If the money's approved, the team is expected to build a stadium with a retractable dome in a 30,000 seat stadium, that's tiny. Yeah, it's relatively small for a major baseball league standards, but the limited seating will most likely make the A's a hot ticket that could drive prices up when opponents like the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox are in town. I don't know how I feel about that. Because it's hot. Yo, you act like New York. Yo, why you make me talk shit about where I'm from? Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop, bro. You live in Secaucus. Like, stop. You don't even live in, like, you know, New York, New York. Stop playing. Do you even take a train? I'm going to talk so much shit. You ain't got nothing to do today, do you? That's what it is. That's what it is. I can tell. I can tell when you ain't got nothing to do. All right. So there's some things going on at the border. And I always talk about the border because I'm close to it and I got to deal with it. And I hate how they treat my people. I've always had this issue. It always boils down to paperwork. It's a clerical issue and they don't take care of it. And it's very fucking frustrating. Now another law is coming and going. And what's going to happen? There's going to be a flood of people at the border. The border can only support, I think it was like 19,000 people. And there was 12,000 people there already Monday. This story is out of Reuters. San Diego, Washington, Reuters. Thousands of migrants are crossing into the United States this week before new regulations take effect that could bar most who cross illegally from seeking asylum, while others gather on the Mexican side amid confusions about the U.S. policy. The U.S. rolled out a regulation on Wednesday that presumes most immigrants are ineligible for asylum if they pass through other nations without seeking protection elsewhere first, if they fail to use. So, hold on. The biggest issue that we've had is that people are coming from Ecuador, Guatemala, and they're literally going through three and four different countries, including Mexico, and then getting to our border. If they're seeking asylum because they're escaping war-torn countries, you can't skip countries. You just got to go to the first one. That's the rule. It's always been the rule. They just always want to come to the border. And it's always blown me the fuck away when they go, oh, the United States is so shitty. They're evil. They're so bad. But everybody wants to be here. And because they don't want to get the paperwork right, the government, our government, can't figure out the paperwork. It's caused this fucking issue. And at this point, it wouldn't even be about letting people in. We have to really start paying attention to our numbers as far as human beings. We need more people. That's going to be a big fucking problem real fucking soon. I promise you it really is. The new rule is a key part of President Joe Biden's border enforcement plan as COVID-19 restrictions known as Title 42 are set to end just before midnight on Thursday. Under Title 42, which has been in place since March 2020, many border crossers were rapidly expedited to Mexico without a chance of seeking asylum, leading the repeat attempts. That's a problem. I didn't realize that. So even if they got here properly or properly-ish, they were still kicking them back and just causing this. It's fucking Groundhog's Day. Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorga said that the new rules would mean harsher consequences for migrants crossing illegally who, if caught, could be deported and banned from the United States for 5 years, and they will not qualify for asylum. The asylum seekers might be looking for asylum. They've been told wrong. In quotes from El Capitan here, we are making it very clear the border is not open. That crossing, I don't even know why they got it like that. The border was never open. Hold on, I don't like how he said that. That's just worded rough. Be careful. There is a proper way to get here. Unfortunately, it doesn't work. And as many years as we've done this, I don't see shit getting better. Be safe. Don't use your kids to get here. The border isn't open. It's still the way it was. Don't go fucking around and get kicked out for sure. That's a 5-year wait on top of everything you've had to deal with. Like, man, I don't know. I don't like this. I don't understand why nobody just sits the fuck down, opens up ChatGPT, and just gets his paperwork done right. And with that, that's the show. That Jamie Foxx news, it threw me off. It really did. Man. I have no idea. Never. I just wanna hit the city, pop a bottle. All right. Well, my bad. All right. Is it that one? There it is. I don't know. All right, y'all. That's the show. My name is Sabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Bernie. Hey, loner's a bitch. Show you what you're worth.